Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
As always, after Richard Hogan, I feel like I need about 2 hours to lie down in a dark room now and think a lot about a lot of my life choices and the way I do things and everything. But we'll move on because we have some more useful information for you now. So look, obviously there's new research and science on exercise all the time, but there was research this week that seemed to be taken quite seriously, and it is relevant to a lot of us because I think practically a majority of men over a certain age in Ireland are managing blood pressure in some way. So this week, research came out to say that static or isometric exercise, so that stuff like planks and wall squats, are really good for reducing blood pressure. So chartered physiotherapist and movement specialist Aisling Frawley is here to explain. Hi, Aisling.
Hiya, how are you?
So will you tell us first what are isometric exercises?
Yeah, so the basic point of isometric exercise is the word isometric itself. So generally, within the muscle, we have three types of contractions. The isometric contraction is where you create activity within the muscle, but the muscle length actually doesn't change. So we're not actually shortening the muscle, we're not lengthening the muscle, and then the joint that the muscle acts upon also doesn't change. So like that, you're sitting in a position and holding that position, and you're working the muscle as that. So that's like the bones of what an isometric exercise is.
And what is new about what they're saying now in relation to this and blood pressure?
So what came out on Tuesday from the British Journal of Sports Medicine is that actually what it looks like in terms of the categorization of all the types of exercises that we have, isometric exercise training has actually come out on top as a, you know, a form of exercise we can do to reduce high blood pressure. So I think what's encouraging about this is that isometric exercises are quite accessible to the majority of the population. You don't need any equipment. You can do it in the comfort of your own home. And it's also something that you can take on in a short space of time. You don't need to be going to gyms and thinking, oh, I need to be doing, you know, 15 burpees and cycling 40 kilometres to reap the benefits of said exercise to make sure my health is going to improve. These are things that you can do quite simplistically at home and reap really good health benefits from.
So would the assumption have been before that you needed to be doing a lot of cardio to bring down your blood pressure?
Yeah, basically. So what's come out is, you know, when we prescribe exercise in the past, and what came out from the WHO in the past was, oh, we need to be doing things like running, cycling and fast-paced walking to actually improve blood pressure.
To get the the heart rate up,
100%, yeah, exactly. So to try and improve the heart muscle. But now what it turns out is actually, you know, when we look at even the percentage difference between running and isometric exercise has doubled the benefit.
Okay. And so you can do this at home with no equipment,
Yeah.
Okay.
So things like they said, wall squats or wall sits, all you need is a wall and yourself.
Okay, are you leaning on the wall?
Yeah, so basically you lean against the wall, you put your feet basically half a metre away from the wall.
Okay.
Give it a go.
Okay, go on.
Half a metre away from the wall.
So my back is on
back
the
is
wall.
Against, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Back is against the wall. Pop the feet out about half a metre away from the wall. Now, you'll have to sit your back in against the wall first and then plant your feet further away.
So I'm using the wall as leverage here.
Exactly,
right.
So you're using the wall
you're
as leverage.
Stepping out.
Yeah. And now what you're going to do is, if to sit into a chair, so push the back into the wall. Now you'll feel the back muscles start to work and so will your abdominals. Now you'll just sit to 90 degrees. Hold that. Now stay there.
Okay.
That's all it is.
Okay,
that's
so
literally
you're
all that.
On an invisible chair against
exactly.
The wall. Where am I supposed to be feeling that?
So
now?
You'll feel your legs. Yeah. So you feel your legs working.
Okay.
So, and again, look at it. It depends on what your physical ability is.
You
can change.
Now, is that
brilliant.
Yeah, is that good? Yeah. Okay.
That's
how
where
long
we want
am
you
I
to be.
So, how long am I maintaining this?
The research article says 2 minutes. So, okay. I mean, if you could tolerate 2 minutes and repeat that, you know, four times, fantastic. But what I suggest to patients is start gradual and start slow. So if that level of what you're sitting at right now is too much, you can sit up a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can come up the wall and push up against the wall.
Okay. Use your hands.
So even
so, I know my legs are not quite at 90.
Yeah, and that doesn't necessarily matter.
Right.
Yeah. Because over time, what you'll notice is, and what we recommend people doing is measuring the rate of perceived exertion. So how difficult you're actually perceiving this exercise to be.
Okay.
So you start at a very low level and you go, yeah, this is difficult enough, but let's see over the next 2 weeks, I'll improve.
Okay. And also, if you don't think too much about your legs and I focus on All right, so I'm going to get out of that.
Yeah, definitely the mental element.
Oh my God. Okay.
You'll feel that now.
Yeah. So, and should a squat, you wouldn't be doing it against the wall.
No.
Is that right?
No.
So I should be able to sit like that without a wall, ultimately.
Yeah.
You seem doubtful.
Yeah. Look at you know.
But a wall squat's enough, is
100%.
It?
100%. Absolutely. Like I give this to people who are you know heavy exercisers, because it's a great exercise for working the lower legs, plus your core, plus your back muscles. You're getting quite a lot in it in one bout of exercise. You don't need to be going to a gym and you know lifting heavy weights and all that. And the nice thing about things like this is that you can you know make them more difficult if you really want to. You sit on that exercise there against the wall and all of a sudden you decide you've two big heavy books at home and you place them on your knees. All of a sudden you have a little bit more weight than your body weight acting down upon those legs. So again, we're building more muscle mass, we're improving the body's functions and we're, you know, improving our blood pressure.
Okay, so just again for people who might be older than me, right?
Yeah.
For a start, they could do that for what? To train 20, 30 seconds initially?
Exactly. Yeah. So I find with people, if you start really slow and gradual, if you've never exercised before, if you've never taken on something like this before, anything is better than nothing. So if you start with 20 seconds and build that up over a period of 2 to 4 weeks, you'll eventually get to 2 minutes, no problem.
Okay, and you're saying then, I was distracted. Four 2 minute
ones. Four repetitions, 2 minutes, and then you, in between those sets, you do 1 to 2 minute rest period.
Oh yeah, good. Okay.
Yeah. There is rest.
Pat gets a burning sensation just above his knees when he does wall squats.
Okay.
Why, he's wondering.
So a burning sensation, I try to tell people no pain is really what we want. But muscle activation can cause that burning sensation. It's kind of, you know, you're working your muscle. What I would suggest is if that continues and it becomes more prominent or more obvious, I would check in with your local physiotherapist or your GP.
Should anyone who hasn't been doing stuff like this check in with a physio or a GP before they embark?
Yeah, especially when we're talking about people who have high blood pressure. You know, if you're taking on something new and your GP doesn't know about it and maybe wouldn't recommend that you do something like this at this moment, in case your blood pressure is way too high to take that on, absolutely. I would make sure that you're cleared for exercise. And if you're worried or concerned or apprehensive, there are people who can help. You know, the GPs are great, the physiotherapists there have a wealth of knowledge on exercise prescription. That's really what we're there for.
Okay, so if you don't need to have like a gammy leg or to go to a physio like
No, definitely not. I would absolutely adore if people came into me and said, Aisling, I'm really, really interested in taking on some new exercise. Can you help me? I'd be bowled over. I would really pat them on the back for that, because that's the initial and you know, the anticipation of taking on exercise is the worst part of it. Once you start and you get help starting, you're flying it then.
Okay. Can I give you a couple more questions here? Okay. Ken and Cork, what are your views on resistance bands?
I think they're great, you know, in terms of adding extra external forces on the body. Fantastic. They're also really easy to use and you can still do all the exercises from home.
Okay. Is Pilates isometric, John?
So again, there's parts of Pilates that are isometric. A plank would be one of them.
Yeah.
And certain holds, there is an awful lot of holding in things like yoga and Pilates. So yeah, there will be, but it's not entirely isometric. You're going to have, you know, movement within the joints as well.
Okay, but when you're holding.
But when you're holding, isometric. That's isometric,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so the plank then.
Yeah. A little bit more fancy.
Yeah. Are planks really good? Yeah, like everyone in Hollywood now seems to be...
Yeah,
doing their planks for 5 minutes and 10 minutes and half an hour.
They look great, you know, and you can do them and you can see these strong people really holding them for a long period of time. They're fantastic. I think they're quite a sexy exercise in general. If you can do them, do you know
Quite
what I mean?
Sexy.
I think they give this aura of heavy strength, you know, really strong when they can perform a plank, especially if you can do it for 4 or 5 minutes. I think that's extremely impressive.
Okay.
But the nice thing about a plank in terms of, you know, health benefits is that it's a total body exercise. You're getting everything in the one exercise. So you're getting your arms, you're getting your shoulders, you're getting your back, you're getting your core, you're getting your glutes, your thighs, and then you're getting your calf muscles as well. So you can get everything.
Full body.
Yeah. Like
with no equipment at home. In the privacy of your own.
Yep.
Right.
Precisely.
Okay. Would it be ill advised for me to plank now, for you to talk me through a plank?
I can talk you through it.
Okay.
I can give you, I can do my best.
Okay. Can you hear me if I, guys, can you hear me if I plank? Kind of. Okay.
Okay.
So I'll shout. I'll plank and shout.
So start on your hands and knees for
okay,
me.
Okay, hang on. Take off the...
Start on your hands and knees.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your hands and knees.
Your knees are directly underneath your hips, right? And your hands are underneath your shoulders. Now, what I would suggest you do first and foremost is push down into your hands to activate your chest muscles and your back muscles. Yeah. So it's like your rib cage and your shoulder blades
into the floor. Hands.
Yeah. So like you're pushing the floor away from you, right?
Okay.
Now, from here, what I want you to do, do you know where your pubic bone is?
I have an idea.
So I want you to try and pull your pubic bone towards your belly button just an inch. There you go. Exactly. Yeah. Now, from there, what you're going to do is tuck your toes underneath you. Yeah. So tuck your toes.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now, the
so
force
toes,
of...
Like, forward.
Exactly. Yeah. So now your toes and your hands are going to be your driving force to lift yourself, your knees specifically up off the floor just an inch to hover first.
Okay.
Now you have to walk your legs behind you to straighten them out.
So I'm straightening the legs.
Exactly.
Back out,
and
out.
You're going to hold that.
That's
now,
it.
That's all it is. Now, the thing is
not,
obviously.
Nothing to this.
No. So you can hold that for 2 minutes, right?
Straight, yeah.
Exactly. So the thing is, there's small, tiny adjustments that will probably need to be made throughout you doing this exercise, because you'll start to notice fatigue kicking in. The nice thing about this is I suggest people do this in front of a mirror so they can have a look at themselves every now and then and say, oh, look, my back is dipping here or, you know, blah, blah, blah. So realistically speaking, keeping your pubic bone towards your belly button is going to keep your back from getting too fatigued or too hinged. And that's basically all it is. And you hold that and you make sure you breathe. The breathing part is extremely important.
Yeah.
Don't forget about the breathing.
So most people should be able to do this to some extent.
Absolutely. But there's variations. You can make this easier, you know, as well, for people who actually can't perform that as well. So look, there's plenty of...
I could have kept going there, obviously, for 10 minutes, but yeah.
New record.
Okay, but variations to make it easier.
Yeah, you can make it easier. I find I try to graduate people to a plank position, so to make sure that they have the correct strength in certain muscles to make sure that they can do that without injuring themselves. So things like keeping your knees on the floor. Maybe instead of, you know, you're starting with your knees directly underneath your hips, you pull your knees back a little bit, but they stay down on the floor. You get the same thing. It's just obviously you've a little bit less body weight because you're not controlling the exercise by just your hands and feet. You have your knees still down on the floor, but you're still getting the isometric contractions within the abdominal area, the quads, the hips, the glutes and the arms. So there's still basics that you can, you know, start with and then graduate yourself to a plank.
Okay. All right. So if you did the two of those, the wall squat and the plank, bring down your blood pressure and also you're strengthening up the whole body.
Exactly.
Would you do us a little video
absolutely,
when you go outside
100%.
And we put it up? I think we have TikTok that we can put that up on, do we? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, chartered physiotherapist and movement specialist, Aisling Frawley. Thank you. If I needed to lie down in a darkened room after Richard Hogan, I need to lie down in a darkened room after this. By the way, people should still be doing cardio slash aerobic.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Switch it up. Make it interesting for yourself. The thing we find is that people get bored after a period of time. So if you love the walk and still do it, absolutely fire away. So, you know, make things interesting. It doesn't have to, you know, drop everything and start isometric exercises. Keep the running going. Keep, you know, the cardiovascular exercises going.
And for people who aren't running, good fast walking, good brisk pace is good
absolutely
enough for
fine.
Cardio.
Absolutely
yeah.
Absolutely.
And come here, how long ultimately would you end up spending doing your isometric in the day if you wanted to have a good regime going?
I would say if you're doing those two exercises and you're doing them within the 2 minute hold, I'd say 10 to 15 minutes total is probably good.
That's
enough,
is it?
Yeah.
And then every day?
You don't have to do it every day. That research article suggests 3 times a week. Okay. You'll reap the benefits of it. But then you're still obviously doing your walking, and you know, you might be doing other bits and pieces that you enjoy to do that classify as forms of movement or exercise.
Okay. Is that going to tone you up?
Yeah. 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 Okay. Any kind of muscle activation is going to help improve the tone of the muscle.
Excellent. And look, again, if people are coming new to all of this,
yeah,
maybe check in with the GP or check in with the physio.
There's always a concern with, you know, you worry about what if, you know what I mean? So I do think absolutely go to your local physiotherapist or your GP and just let them know what you're wanting to do and they'll help you out, no problem.
Okay, Aisling Frawley, thanks a million.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, absolutely.
Great. We'll take a break. Thanks, Aisling.
Email brendan@rte.ie.